Greetings, radio friends. This is Pastor Budding. We've got a great show lined up for you. Call a friend and tell them that we're on the air. In Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 4, we're going to read a very, very important scripture here in the book of Proverbs. And this scripture is for those who have the knowledge of the Heavenly Father's name. But it's a question. And so we'll pose the question tonight to you. Do you know the name of the Father? Let's read in the 30th chapter of Proverbs, beginning at the 4th verse. Who hath ascended up into heaven, or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're going to examine the word of Yahweh and see what the name of the Heavenly Father is. Now, let us go to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 7. Here it is recorded in the book of Exodus. You shall not take the name of Yahweh, your God, in vain. Now, if you're reading out of the King James, it would read, you shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Exodus 20 and 11, for in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth. In Leviticus chapter 22, verse 32, neither shall you profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am Yahweh, which calleth you, that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Yahweh, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Yahweh, art the Most High over all the earth. Psalms 83:18. Listen in Isaiah 42:8. I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another. Now, what does this have to do with what we call in the Greek tetragrammaton? Well, the tetragrammaton means four sacred letters. The Yod, He, Vah, He in Hebrew is spelled in English YHVH. Now, when we use this sacred name in replacement for in the King James Bible, the English written Bible, and most other English editions, it has in it as a replacement for YHVH, L-O-R-D. So 5,823 times alone, the Bible declares his name to be Yahweh. Now, what do you call him? Do you call him Lord? Well, if you do, there's a very, very important scripture in the Bible of 1 Corinthians. We'll go there just in a moment, and we're going to read you in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8. Listen as we read in the Bible, and we'll see about the word Lord. 5 and 8, and it says in 5 and 8, for us to watch, and we're supposed to pray that in the times of trouble we will call upon the name of Yahweh. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, we're going to read in verse 4, as concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered to sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be called gods, verse 5, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be God's many and Lord's many. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's many lords and there's many gods, which one is the Lord of the Old Testament? Which Lord and which God would you call upon in the day of trouble? Now, the Bible tells us to call upon God in the day of trouble, and he would deliver us. But how can you call on God in whom you've not heard? And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So then, if there are many lords and many gods, as it states here in the 5th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, for though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many. So then, tonight, could I honestly ask you, who is Lord and who is God? What is his name, if you can tell, according to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4? It is a question that begs an answer. Now, let's go back to the book of Genesis, and we will read chapter 4, and we're going to read the 26th verse of the chapter and show you that men did begin to call upon the name of the Lord. And the 26th verse, it says, and men begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if men begin to call out upon this great name, this name was known from the foundation of the world. Why was it lost? And why did Yahweh have to reveal his name again in the book of Exodus, as we go there to find the chapter and the verse, which is chapter 3. We're going to begin around verse 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come into the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? And what shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. I am that I am. Now in the Hebrew, that is a verb, or it is an action figure, or it's an action verb that says, I am the cause of all that exist. By me, everything that exists is by me. I am the self-existent one, as it is said in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 15, and God said moreover unto Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that the day will come that men will begin to call upon the great name of Yahweh. Now, why is it that we were taught early on to forget his name for Baal? Baal is a central figure that is coming into play here tonight as we go to Jeremiah. Notice in Jeremiah chapter 23, let me read to you the verses that are contained within the scripture that gives us an indication of what the Heavenly Father's name is and what name salvation comes in. in his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Now if we go back and remove the word Lord, L-O-R-D, go back to the original Hebrew, and insert the Tetragrammaton. Everywhere you see capitalization and Lord, 5,823 times along in the Old Testament alone, his name was removed by the translators as they inserted Lord in place of YHVH. Now, there's probably two to three reasons for this. Number one, the scribes not wanting to expose the great secret name of our Heavenly Father inserted vowel points into the texture as the Mazarots did in the 6th to the 8th century, and it gave us really a hybrid name from Yahweh to Jehovah. Now when the J came in, it became Jehovah, and Jehovah became the popular modern name for God in the Old Testament. Well, is Jehovah correct? Well, let's see if it is. In verse 25 of Jeremiah chapter 23. I have heard what the prophets say that prophesy lies in my name. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't believe every prophet that you hear today. And tradition sometimes could be taken in falsehood, and you could believe a lie and be down for it. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. They prophesy lies, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophet prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams which they tell, every man to his neighbor. Others have forgotten my name for Baal. A prophet that hath a dream, let him tell it like a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. And what is the chaff to the wheat, saith Yahweh. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he says that they have forgotten, these prophets teach my people to forget my name for Baal. Now let's look at the word Baal, B-A-A-L. If you go to a good dictionary, Bible dictionary, and look up the word Lord, it will take you to Baal. Now, ladies and gentlemen, have we inserted the wrong word into the old text by taking out the name of Yahweh? In Matthew chapter 21, verse 41 through 42 and 43, it talks about the stone that was set at naught of the builders. Now, what is this great stone that was set at naught of the builders? Well, in the book of Acts, chapter 4, let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 4, and we will read starting in verse 11. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders. Who was Peter talking to? He was addressing the high priest and the scribes and the Pharisees. This is the name that was set at naught. This is the name that was taken out of the original text or altered from the original text into the copyist text or the text that has now become the most popular, the King James Bible, where it uses Lord. Most of the English-speaking Bibles use Lord now in replace of YHVH. Lord was, as I said, a common reference scripture to Baal, B-A-A-L. So what does Lord and Baal have in common? Both are replacements for the name Yahweh, Y-H-V-H. This is the stone that was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is our salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now remember, neither is thou salvation. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6, this is the name whereby he shall be called, Yahweh, our righteousness and our salvation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the subject tonight. What is his name? And what is the Son's name, if you can tell? Now, it is very, very important for you to realize that if you know the Father's name, you should have known the Son's name. Why? Because it's very important for you to know. Now, let's go to the 6th chapter of the book of John, and we're going to read the 45th verse of the 6th chapter. It is written in the prophets that they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. It is written, every man shall be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and learned of the Father comes to me. Now, who's this doing the talking? It was the Son. So then, every man that learns who the Son is, or the Father, he will come to me. Why? Because it is very important for you to know that in the 5th chapter of the book of John, as we go there very quickly, 5, verse 43, I am, here it is, the phrase, I am, the cause to be, that action verb, the cause of all that exists, I am that I am. And Christ said in the 24th verse of chapter 5, if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. If you believe not that I am that I am, he told Moses, the cause to be of all that exists, that is my name forever. Take it to the children of Israel, and tell them that I am hath sent me unto you. I am is the verb to be, or the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. I am come in my Father's name, John 5:43, and you receive me not. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's very important for you to understand that the Son came in the Father's name. That the Father's name was Smith. The Son's name would have been Smith. If the Father's name was Jones, the Son's name would be Jones, for we all bear the name of our Father from the male side. A female changes her name and accepts the name of the male and bears the name of her husband. And so it is with Christ and the Church. We bear the name of Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who has married the house of Israel. We are his wife, and we are his bride, and we are his children. So then, therefore, we bear the name of our Father. Now, in the book of Philippians, the Bible says in chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, that the whole family in heaven and earth is in this name. Philippians also states that we are a bone of his bone, and flesh of his flesh in the book of Ephesians. So then, we and the Father and the whole family in heaven and earth is in that most precious, magnificent, magnanimous name of Yahweh. Remember, thou shalt not take the name of thy God, Yahweh, in vain. Do you know his name tonight? Now, what's in his name, or what is his name? Now, the Hebrew is very definitive. It talks about what the name means rather than how to sound it. So the Father gave Moses the name and its meaning and its purpose. I am the self-existent one. I am that I am. Or I am Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. And Moses went back and wrote the great name of Yahweh to the children of Israel. ladies and gentlemen, there is and still is in these stones. In particular, we know one in Los Lumas, New Mexico. There is an ancient stone with the 12 tribes and the 10 commandments inscribed upon this stone in Los Lumas. In it four times is the sacred name of Yahweh written in Paleo Hebrew. So they not only knew his name, they knew how to pronounce it, and they know how to write it. Well, we know that Pilate knew how to write his name because he wrote it in three languages. And the superscription that was written above him on the torture stake was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, the name Yahweh can be translated into other languages or transliterated sound for sound, and the proper language can be spoken in all of those languages. His name is Yahweh. How do you say hallelujah? In all languages, his name is Yah. The highest mountain chain in the earth is the Himalayas. And let the mountains praise him, the Bible said. The tallest tree or the largest tree upon the earth is the Sequoia. And ladies and gentlemen, the trees clap their hands for joy and they praise him. And let all the trees in the forest, it says in Judges chapter 9, praise him. Now, if the name Yahweh is revealed, why isn't it used? Well, remember the scripture I just gave you in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14, I am that I am. And then in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 25 and 26, they have forgotten my name. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we have forgotten his name, and we use a variety of substitutes. For instance, I give an example. The word God. Elohim is the word translation for God. Elohim, again, like the doctor, the word Elohim is a title. This Hebrew word is correctly translated as God when it's used with a small g, and is frequently and consistently used as a title for pagan deities. To verify this, look up God's Strong's number 430 in Strong's Concordance. A good example is Deuteronomy 12 and 30. Thou that inquire not after their gods, or in reality the word is Elohim, saying, did not these nations serve their gods, or Elohim? It is obvious that the sentence, I am Yahweh, your God, you shall have no other gods beside me, is similar to, I am, for instance, John, your doctor, you shall have no other doctors beside me. The word God, Elohim, is merely a title, but the Creator's name is Yahweh. Now, you can substitute titles if you like. But the day will come that every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess his name. Now his name must be in your forehead. As we go to the book of Revelations, chapter 14, we'll find that there was, and still is, by the way, a body of Christ that bears the name of the Heavenly Father. That's as I read in verse 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. The Father's name. Is it? Do you have the name of the Heavenly Father in your forehead? Now, what does that symbolize, Pastor Buddy? Well, it symbolizes the mind. That's the seat of the mind, the forehead. Is it in your mind correctly? Do you know what name to call upon? Or are you confused? There is a lot of confusion, and confusion is Babylon. Notice as we read verse 13, or chapter 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. This is Babylon. And notice what it happens here. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. So then, this Babylonian whore bears a name of blasphemy. What name is that? The Bible said that the day will come that they will call good evil and evil good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a reverse flow of truth going in the wrong direction. The time will come that evil will be called good and good will actually be called evil. The time will come, the Bible said, that men shall kill you, thinking that they're doing God a service. Now also the Bible says, for us to study, to show ourselves workmen approved, that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, let's go and apply the name. How do we put the name of the Heavenly Father in your forehead? Well, we're going to the book of Matthew, and we're going to read the book of Matthew, chapter 19, and we are going to look at the scriptures of Matthew, 28, and we're going to read verse 19 of the book of Matthew, 28:19. Let me just start at verse 16, if you will, as we give you the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went away unto Galilee, into a mountain where the Messiah had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And the Messiah, Yahushua in the flesh body, Jesus in the New Testament English, came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Now what's the Father's name? Did he say for us to use the titles? Did he particularly want us to do it verbatim as verse 19 says, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Or did he want us to use the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Remember John 5:43, I am come in my Father's name, the Son. Now, baptize in the Father and the name of the Son. What is the Father's name and what is the Son's name, if you can tell? This is a great mystery. If you can solve this mystery, you have a good chance of making it into heaven with the Father's name in your forehead. How's that applied spiritually? Listen as we go here. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. What did he command to do there, ladies and gentlemen? He commanded to baptize in the name of the Father. What is the Father's name, if you can tell? The question, the challenge goes out to you tonight. From the Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy, we love you tonight dearly, Jacob Israel, but we want you to know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? If he sent, he will come preaching in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But let me assure you, they will not use the mere titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You see, Father is a title. I have a father, but Father is not his name. You have a father, yet Father is not his name. Now, the Father is no different. There is a name that is above every name, in heaven and in earth. Acts 4:11-12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is one name under heaven given among men, whereby that we can be saved. Now, if we go into the text of the scriptures in Acts, as we go there looking for let's go to Luke. Before we go there, we're going to Luke, and we're going to look at the 24th chapter, and let us look at verse 45. Luke 24:45. Then he, the Messiah, the Savior, Christ, opened up. Do you know what the name of the Son is? Do you know what the name of the Holy Ghost is? St. John chapter 10, verse 30. Christ said, I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And the Messiah said unto them, for many good works have I showed you from my Father, which of these works do you stone me? And they said, for your works we stone you not, but for a man making yourself God. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Son was God incarnate in a flesh body. God is a spirit. And so the Spirit created himself a body of flesh and walked here for approximately 33 years, for in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Verse 10 said, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Remember, the whole family in heaven and earth is in the Father's name. Now the Son said in John 5:43, I am come in my Father's name. Whatever the Father's name was, the Son had the same name, because the Father and the Son were one. For a good work we stone you not, the Jews said, but for a blasphemy, and because thou being a man makest thyself God. Ladies and gentlemen, they could not believe that God would come down in a flesh body and dwell among humanity. Then he opened up their understanding, and he said unto them in verse 46, thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. It is very important that you preach repentance and remission of sins in the Father's name. Now, if you preach the Father's name, you're preaching the Son's name. For the Father and the Son have the same name. There's no difference. Whatever the name of the Father is, if the Father's name is Smith, the Son's name is Smith. In this case, the Father's name is Yahweh 6,823 times. In the Old Testament, his name was Yahweh. Now, if we add the scriptures that refer to Elohim, then we get over 7,000 times approximately in the Bible where his name was Yahweh. So 7,000 witnesses. What are you going to do on the day of judgment when you bow the knee and you must confess his name? That'll be a day coming when that many will say, well, Lord, have we done many wonderful works in your name? And then he's going to say unto them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Now, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word, then you've got to come back to the Word and learn the Father's name. What is the Father's name of Proverbs 30 and verse 4? What is the Son's name, if you can tell? Luke 24:45, then he opened up their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, the Word was made flesh. Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. This is his fullness. This is his great name. This is the name that was set in all of the builders. They didn't want the name of Yahweh into the New Testament. You won't read it in the English-speaking Bibles, but it's there. When you address the Creator with Lord, you're using a generic term. His name is not Lord. For many shall say in that day, Lord. Lord simply means Master. But ladies and gentlemen, you must know his name. His name is very important. Have you repented?
Acts chapter 2 as we go to the text of Acts chapter 2. And I will start at verse 36. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Yahweh sure, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, what's wrong with the name of Jesus? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the name of Jesus is less than 400 years old. The name of Jesus was not even in the original King James Bible. There was no spelling for Jesus in that day. J-E-S-U-S. Simply wasn't there. Now, what was the ancient name of Zeus? Zeus, as the Romans pronounced his name Zeus. What was the deity of the Egyptian deity? They had a god by the name of Ea. And so you combined Ea Zeus, and you've got the name Jesus. Jesus, not being 400 years old, is a generic name. You say, well, Pastor Betty, I love the name of Jesus. It's so sweet to me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they love the name of Baal. They loved it so much that they cut themselves and called on it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. But it didn't get them anything within the realm of spiritual production. They didn't make any headway. Are you using a name that is generic? Are you using a name that seems right? There is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. From such turn away. Now, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, how did the name of Jesus develop? I'll show you a little back history. When the Roman Empire was established in their kingdom, the Roman Empire had the great god that were their hero, the god Zeus. And ladies and gentlemen, you say, well, that's just a myth. Well, to modern Christianity, the word Zeus is a myth. But is it possible that they have combined the name of Zeus with EA and came up with a name, EA Zeus, that is now evolved into Jesus? If you actually look at the phonics or sound the phonics of the J, it doesn't sound with a J sound. Jesus doesn't have a J sound. Like Josh, there's a G here. So then, the word Jesus, or in the Spanish, Jesus. So when the Roman soldiers were conquering with the great armies of the Roman Empire, they sent behind them the Catholic priest. And these Catholic priests were asked by the masses that were being invaded and overcome by the great powerful armies of Rome. They said, what is the name of your God? He must be all-powerful. You have a mighty, magnificent army, and you control all of the world. What is the name of your God? And they said, just say, Jesus. And so men and women began to call upon the name of Jesus. All day long, they called on it. For years, they called on it. Now, for hundreds of years, they've called on the name Jesus. Does it have any connection back to the sacred name Yahweh? No, not at all. But it does have a similar writings. Jesus of the Greek in rendering of the Greek. With the English version that was written in 1611, Jesus. And we know in the book of Acts, let me give you the scriptures here, in the book of Acts, in chapter 13. Let me show you something that is very, very strange here, as something is wrong with the translations that we're using, or the transliteration of the divine name. It never made it into the New Testament. Is this the name that was rejected of the builders? Ladies and gentlemen, the name that got in there is not the correct name. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, it would be impossible for them to change the Bible. No man would dare change it. Well, then, why are we warned in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelations about adding to or taking from? if it was possible or we were warned against it, then evil men could creep in unaware, and through the Dark Ages, they could alter the text, take out the true name or the stone that was rejected, reject the true name, and put in a name that seemed right. And that's exactly what happened as we read here in 13 and verse 6. And when they had gone through the isles unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Son of Zeus. Now, if you look at your spelling here, ladies and gentlemen, you will see it spells exactly as Jesus. He was a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar Jesus, or Jesus, or here in the modern text, Bar in Hebrew is son of Jesus. Is that the way it should be translated, Pastor Buddy? No, it should have been Son of Zeus. That's what they should have been in there. But they didn't. They put in Jesus because it's the same word that has been put in everywhere that they looked at the Holy Tetragrammaton, the YHVH. See, the Son came in the Father's name, and the Son's name was Yahweh, and the Father's name was Yahweh, and baptism was in the name of Yahweh, not Jesus. Or not Jesus, or now not Jesus. Which was with the deputy of the country, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Emmaus, the sorcerer, for this is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. His name was a Jew named Son of Zeus, written in the New Testament scriptures as Son of Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know something's wrong here as we are looking at the scriptures here to indicate that there was indeed something wrong. Now, what is wrong? Beware of them, for they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raven wolves. They are snakes, ladies and gentlemen. They have come in unaware. Now, we're going to the 14th chapter of the book of Acts, and we're going to read again and show you exactly what we're talking about here as we get into deception. Ladies and gentlemen, this is like the layered onion. It's many layers thick of deception. And they call Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius because he was the chief speaker. Now, if you go to the original Greek, it's not Jupiter. It is Zeus. And they call Barnabas the great god Zeus. And Mercurius, Paul, the great god Mercury, because these planets were named in honor of their gods, Zeus. And the priest of Zeus, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands into the gates and would have done sacrifice with the people. The priest of Zeus? Yeah, verse 13. The priest of Zeus. Read your original Greek. You'll see it right there. You mean they had priests in the house where Paul was preaching that worshipped Zeus? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, because he was in the Roman Empire. And the Romans desired to have this god because, you see, most of the Roman Empire went over to Christianity or believed in the god that Paul was preaching. Now, who was Paul preaching? Well, look at Acts 15, verse 14. Simon Peter hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. God wanted a people to bear his name. Now remember, the Bible said he will show you how much you must suffer for his name's sake. A lot of people don't suffer for the name of Jesus, but when you get in the name of Yahweh and start preaching the truth, then they will hate you for his name's sake. As we close out in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, as we close tonight. Look at the verse of scripture there in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. What is his name, if you can tell? What's the Father's name? Yahweh. What's the Son's name? Yahweh. How do you get to heaven? In what name? Yahweh. And there is no substitutes, ladies and gentlemen, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby that we can be saved. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. If you'd like to write me tonight, simply address your letters or your cards or your inquiries to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, let me spell New Tazewell for you, as some of you might have some trouble pronouncing or spelling the name. It's two words, N-E-W-T-A-Z-E-W-E-L-L, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's zip again, 37824. Glad to have you aboard with us tonight. We're just launching our mission, our outreach to those of the lost sheep of the House of Israel. Now, if you'd like to telephone me tonight, I'll take your calls. Just simply dial area code 423-626-2172. I'm live. This is Sunday night, May the 12th, and this is Mother's Day, and we're in here live tonight, praise Yahweh, and we're glad to have you aboard. We will be with you again with another message concerning Yahweh's truth. We are sacred name, two covenants, seed line, identity. We have a covenant of the Melchizedek covenant, and then we have a covenant with the sons and daughters of Yahweh, where we covenant together to call upon the great name of Yahweh. In the day of trouble, we know that he'll deliver you. He's delivered us. And there's great things coming down the pike. We are also true Sabbath day worshipers. We have a formula for Sabbath that you may be interested in, as we are going to teach on how to keep the proper day. Remember in Daniel 7:25, it states in there that they will think to change times and laws. Has the times been changed, ladies and gentlemen? Are we in correct time with Saturday and Sunday? Is the Gregorian calendar and the rabbinical calendars that we have today hanging on our walls and our institutions, where the world observes the count date of the Gregorian calendar? Are we in correct time according to Yahweh's laws? We don't think so. Why would they think to change times and laws? Why would Satan want to do that? To take you out of the systematic blessing pact covenant that Yahweh has promised to his seed or his children as they call upon him in the appointed times, according to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 14. There is times and seasons for you to call upon Yahweh. So, that being said, our time is just about gone. We have enjoyed being with you tonight on WWCR 3.210. If you've listened to me tonight and you'd like to telephone me, please call me right after the show. Now, if you get voicemail, I'll call you back sometime within the coming week, and or we will talk if you can get through. Sometimes the phones are jammed, but just leave your name and address, and I'll call you back and telephone number. I will gladly return your call, praise Yahweh. So if you'd like to call me tonight, Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172, or you can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday night at 11 p.m. on Worldwide Shortwave, WWCR 3.210, the mighty voice that's heard around the world out of Nashville, Tennessee, This is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call saying, Yahweh bless you, and Shalom, Jacob Israel.